Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault.
Welcome to Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio, episode 13, The Practical Path to Joy, with our guest, Kelly Michelle. Kelly is a certified law of attraction life coach and inspirational speaker dedicated to guiding you away from what's wrong in your life and toward the amazing life you are meant to have. Kelly is a graduate of the Quantum Success Coaching Academy and the creator of KellyMichelleCoaching.com. It is her mission in life to help women at any age find their inner spark of greatness and deliberately create balanced and harmonious life that they absolutely love. And welcome, Kelly. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Suzanne. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. So you're our first law of attraction coach, which is completely awesome because it's a really cool topic to talk about. Mm-hmm. How did you become a law of attraction life coach?
Well, it was not a deliberate decision from my end, actually. I had been coached because I experienced a move to here to Sacramento where I live. This was about 9 years ago, and found myself in a very unhappy place because I had left my whole support system. I was a new mother. My husband had his work and friends at work and traveling, and I was very stuck in my life. And what happened was I lost my power. I became a victim. I started feeling self-doubt and unworthiness. And instead of fixing that from the inside, I started blaming. I started blaming my husband. I started really out of frustration, found myself in a place of real despair. And it started to take its toll on my marriage after a while. Mm-hmm. And so I found, the universe found for me. I asked, out of my desperation, I asked for help, and a email came into my inbox about a week later that was for a relationship coach, and actually someone I'd never heard of before, Stacy Martino. She's terrific, and I ended up studying with her for a year and a half.
And wow!
I really started to change my life. Because it was self-work, it was self-mastery, and I started to really find myself again, and this fire in me that I had always had to do something bigger than myself. And I watched her and what she was doing for other people, and so I thought, I would like to do something like that, that really transforms lives, mm-hmm. and is in service. And so I started to meditate on that and on purpose and what am I meant to do in this lifetime? And again, in my inbox came this email from about the Quantum Success Coaching Academy.
Oh, wow.
It was like, hello, the universe is likes to talk to me through email.
That's awesome.
But I had to pay attention, and it wasn't a quick decision, but the question I always ask is, will this decision get me closer to my mountain? And the answer was yes. It checked every box. Mm-hmm. So I took that leap of faith, and I've never looked back. It was a wonderful exposure to law of attraction and universal law. And it's the way I live my life now.
And cool. How has that helped to heal your relationship with your husband?
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It has been the answer to everything, because it's you showing up differently and being clear about what you want in your life. Mm-hmm. And Stacy teaches some of this, some of the Ask and It Is Given principles, But it's not as direct as when I learned it from Christy Whitman's course. And from reading, you know, reading a lot of books about it, when I apply law of attraction and I start to see these mini miracles in my life, it's really amazing. Like, I've healed my relationship with money. I've healed my relationship with my husband and with myself. Just attracting back what I put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I teach my clients, is what you focus on is what you attract back into your life.
Right.
So yeah. So the focus is the key.
Right. Because you chose to do the inner work, which mm-hmm. is what actually helped all of your inner changes to happen, isn't it?
Indeed.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So then I'm guessing that you discovered a practical path to joy through all of that.
I did. You know, the name was really born out of a friend of mine wanting some tangible tools to be taught to her. And I said, oh, like practical tools. And it's what I do. I teach those things, those processes, and I call them back pocket tools. Because they really are things you carry with you once you know them, that joyful path we all want to walk on becomes much easier to find. And you can do it daily. You know, I find some people think it's sort of this out there thing, this joy concept mm-hmm. that is not so attainable, but it can be a daily experience if you know how to walk the path, and then when you get bumped off, get back on the path.
And so you're saying the practical path to joy has some tools that people can use for that.
Yes.
When you get bumped off, and you can, the tools help you to get back on towards joy.
Indeed. And,
okay.
And so, you know, because we all have problems. We all go through contrast.
Mm-hmm.
That's the human experience. So, and those times can look pretty ugly, but they're really there for growth. And so, you know, looking for the gift and getting through the problem, but there's always solutions, and there's always a way back up that emotional scale. That we all are up and down,
right?
All the time, but you know, you can't stay at joy forever. But it's a goal for sure.
Yeah, it's life's kind of like a roller coaster, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, but
I agree. We all want more joy. We all want to bring more joy into our lives, and a lot of people struggle with that because they sort of get stuck in their stuff.
Yeah,
and so. That would be powerful, I think, to learn some back pocket tools that they could use.
Yeah.
So
sure.
Since you know these tools, how do you apply them in your own life to bring more joy into your life?
Well, it's funny. I still have a coach sometimes when I need one,
mm-hmm.
because you were so right when you were saying we all get stuck in our stuff
mm-hmm.
and old habits can pop up when a new issue arises. And I'm always reminded to use my law of attraction processes and tools to just give myself a grounding, to remember my power center, my confidence, and to allow the universe to do its thing and guide me through to the next place, because we're so loved, you know, by the mm-hmm. universe in all ways. And sometimes we forget.
Yes, we do. And it's hard. I think it's hard for people to relax and let the universe lead you.
Yes, it can be difficult. And I was one of those people. I was taught to have a plan and work your plan and, you know, really muscle it from an intellectual place.
Mm-hmm.
But it was always, it felt so hard. It felt like a struggle to make things out of nothing. And when I learned to just be and allow and trust the divine to be my co-creator,
mm-hmm.
it freed me up. It just feels so much easier now.
Yeah, it works better in a way.
It does.
If you can relax, then things can be drawn to you easier than if you're pushing and trying to make things happen.
Yeah.
And so that's wonderful that you can use those tools to do that. Do you ever doubt yourself when you're doing it?
Oh, well, yeah. When I'm in the flow, I don't. But if I'm out of flow or I'm facing a new comfort zone, say taking my business to the next level or some new experience that I have not yet been through, of course I feel nervous. I feel, excited yet terrified. I'm sure we all know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to go back to that trust place, that going inside and getting out of my head and into my heart and just trusting that this is being done for me, mm-hmm. and I'm going to get through it. And if I just allow the divine to guide me through it, then it will all feel so much easier. And it always works.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
It does. And it is a process, everybody, that on your spiritual path, you got to work through that. You got to work through that and build trust in the divine. It can take some time. I haven't met anyone that said, yeah, I just started on my spiritual path and God's in control of everything. I've never heard anyone say that.
Yeah.
It takes time. It can be a struggle, but you do get there. And so you don't want to give up. You want to keep moving forward and build that trust.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your personal experience with the law of attraction? Do you have a story you can share with us?
I do. I have. I love the many miracles. I call them the many miracles that happen. When they started to occur, I started keeping track. But this story is actually kind of interesting. I live in Sacramento, same place you do.
Yeah.
And it's very hot here in the summer, and so last year I had turned on the air conditioner right before summer. And realized it needed repair. And so we called a guy out who said, oh, nope, system's all shot. We're going to have to get a new one. And so we took the whole thing apart. And we had a couple other guys come out who all said the same thing. And the price was going to be between $12,000 and
$20,000. Oh, my gosh.
To replace the whole HVAC.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sure you can imagine the look on my face, and like
yeah.
each other and said, we'll get back to you. And so anyway, in the process of finding some other estimates, I started manifesting money. I told the universe, I want $20,000 to cover this air conditioner. And I don't know where it's coming from. I have mm-hmm. absolutely no idea how this money is going to arrive, but I just know I want it to come from or other than our bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go through this whole process and my husband said, okay, we're going to call two more people. I'm going to pick one, you pick one. And so I go through my scrolling up and down and I kept coming back to the same name. I don't know what it was, but I said, okay, him. And so when he came out, I wasn't home. But when I came back, he had left. And I said to my husband, okay, what was his estimate expecting? Some astronomical number.
Yeah.
And my husband said he fixed it for $100.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, you are kidding.
Wow.
And he looked at me and said, nice manifesting.
Yeah.
But Suzanne, it never occurred to me that the way the universe would give us the money was by saving us the money.
Right. Right.
And I love this story because it really hit home how when you allow and trust the universe to do what is right for you in that moment, that
mm-hmm.
it can come any which way, but it was still okay with me.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Well, I want to share one of my stories that just happened last week. I haven't really told anyone about it. We purchased a new treadmill because our old one wasn't working. And when we plugged it in, it kept tripping off the arc switch within the electrical panel. Huh. And so since it was a new treadmill, we figured there's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with the electrical box. So I went on Yelp, found an electrician with good reviews, called him. He was really nice and friendly, and he felt he needed to come out right away for some reason. He came out the next day, looked in our electrical panel, and the arc switch had actually caught fire.
Whoa.
And luckily, it did not burn our house down. But that was spirit in action, getting him out here so quickly when he had a fully booked calendar to come and see that and repair it. And so that was totally cool to me. And it cost us less money, too, because we didn't have to do what we thought we had to do to fix it.
Oh, my gosh. And that's amazing.
That's what following the divine does for you. Mm-hmm. It helps you out in so many different ways. And they are many miracles and synchronicities, and they're amazing.
They are.
It's amazing.
And you can start to keep track of how many times it happens to you when you're really using the law of attraction and you're using the divine, but allowing the divine to be a part of you and co-create with you.
Mm-hmm.
Super. Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what message do you have for women professionals and entrepreneurs?
That, you know, that loving yourself and loving your life doesn't have to feel so hard.
It doesn't?
No. Surprise, Suzanne. It doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, you can have everything you desire and balance the career you love with the life you love. This is really my message. But you have to create it. If you're not creating, you're living a life by default.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I know what it's like, and you know what it's like to be a mom, a wife, a daughter, a friend, a business owner. You're like juggling balls and spinning plates and jumping through hoops of fire all the time.
Yeah.
And with the principles I teach, it eliminates the overwhelm. You feel more confident, less stress. Your relationships are better. It really is the ultimate end of that is that you follow this joyful, balanced path filled with inner and outer peace.
And it's wonderful.
Surprisingly simple.
And listeners, that's what a life coach can do for you. Mm-hmm. That's how life coaches help you. And Kelly is an excellent life coach at doing that, doing just that. Yes. So if people want to learn more about the services you offer, how can they contact you?
Via my website. It's KellyMichelle.com, and I'll spell that out. It's KellyMichelle.com.
Awesome.
Feel free to contact me through that. It's very easy to do.
Yeah, and she's offering a free 60-minute coaching session. And who doesn't want that? Law of attraction. There you go. You can hook yourself up.
Nice. Yes, I'm happy to do that for any of your listeners who would like one.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Kelly, I'm so grateful you enlightened us with your wisdom on the law of attraction and how everyone can find their path to joy. I appreciate you being here and thank you eternally.
Oh, thank you, Suzanne. I had a great time and I just enjoyed our conversation.
Awesome. And I want to thank all of our listeners for being with us today. Remember that all things are possible with love, so get out there and live life.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth. If you are ready to develop your intuition, talk to your pets and angels, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift at SuzanneThibault.net. Also, visit us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Google+. Subscribe to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast on iTunes.